الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سلم سنته الدين. ما بعد ندير سكت براذرز
ويليامز
اند سيستر ان اسلام. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. كونتينيو اور آيات ان شاء الله تعالى وسورة البقرة آية 185 في سورة البقرة بعد شهر رمضان. And as I said before many times, the translation in the Quran doesn't give you the real meaning. The translation, if you see it in the Quran, in English or French, Urdu, whatever it is, it doesn't give you the real meaning of the Quran. There is something called Tafsir al-Quran. And the Quran has been revealed to the Prophet ﷺ according to the incident. What happened, what's going on around him. So, yesterday, in the brief message, we have to remind ourselves that in ayah number 184, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says clearly in the Quran, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينَ. يُطِيقُون, those who are able to fast. In the beginning, Sheikh Hassan, in the beginning, according to ayah 184, the fasting was option. If you find difficulty and you are not able to fast, we have some more from yesterday, Mustafa. Yesterday, they have it somewhere here. So we had yesterday, we said clearly, those who are able to fast and it's difficult for them, they could eat. But it's cost them ransom to feed one indigent. Because Allah says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the end of the ayah, فَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ فَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرٌ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ. So whoever volunteer acts, it is better for him, but to fast is better, is best for you if you know. From this meaning of the ayah, fasting goes according to the choice. That's the firstly, when the Quran revealed it to the Prophet ﷺ in ayah number 184. It was a choice. You have either to fast and or to what? To do what? To break your fasting, but it's going to cost you money. The ayah number 184, and we have like, I don't want to actually to confuse you because وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُنَهُ نَاوَنْ إِلِفُورَ الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُنَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينَ. There is another قراءة, فِدْيَةُ without to ضمّة, فِدْيَةُ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينَ, not فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينَ. And another قراءة, فِدْيَةٌ إِطْعَامُ مَسَاكِينَ, not طَعَامُ مِسْكِينَ, إِطْعَامُ مَسَاكِينَ, plural. Because you could, we understand that this ayah, if you want to give the ransom, either to go and give all your money for 30 days, you break your fasting to one single person. Or to divide your exactly the ransoms between numbers of the indigents. That is actually what we need. Shall I give it to one person, Sheikh Muhammad? Or I give it to group? I break my fasting for 15 days. Can I give it to one person? Yes, you could give it to one person. To tell him this is for 15 days. Or you divide your money to a couple of people. To feed as much as you could. And again, I will interrupt because people ask me a question here in this masjid. And the masjid which I visit. They told me, they ask me questions. Very clearly, brother, shall I send my exactly my ransom back home or I give it to the people here? You are allowed to send it back home. You are allowed to send it back home to feed the people there. They are more important because they don't have few food. Here we have like a system here, social security, medication, they give some, but people are back home, they don't have any income. So you are allowed, inshallah ta'ala, to send it back home. طيب. Come to ayah number 185, Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah 185.
Before you go, if you send it back home, do you send them the equivalent of a meal here or the equivalent
where
of
you live?
A meal back there?
Where we live, Sheikh Hassan? You live where? In the United States. So when you give, like, for example, if we say it here, we have like $15 per person because the food very expensive now. If you take it, shall I go exactly, if I look to Senegal to feed someone over there, $2. And here to feed someone, $15. You should send it the $15 and actually back home because you're living here. You're making your income here. You don't actually pay the ransom according to the income there. They are low in income. No, you have to charge to send actually for every single day according what you land you live. It doesn't matter if you feed more than one, because the $15 gonna make the people actually can feed more than one person. You can feed like a couple of people. But it depends how's your income here.
Yes.
Surah Al-Baqarah 185. Surah Al-Baqarah 185, this ayah came. Sheikh Hassan, concentrate to me because this is interesting for you. Came to abrogate the previous ayah. As we said, ayah 184 is fasting used to be, in the beginning used to be choice. Either to fast, or you breaking your fast and you pay ransom. La, is not anymore. If you are able to fast, ayah number 184, exactly complete or correct the law in the 184. Call it abrogation. الناسخ والمنسوخ. قال تعالى في كتابك ما ننسخ من آية أو ننسها نأتي بخير منها أو مثلها. Allah said, if we abrogated any ayah in the book of Allah, we bring it exactly something similar to or better than it. So the ayah 185 became better than the other. No more. You are able to fast? You must fast. If the fasting cause not for you any harm or lead you to a danger. Let's read this ayah and we'll go through the ayat. And Brother Yunus, inshallah, gonna give us the translation, inshallah ta'ala. A'udhu billahi minash rajim. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.
سورة البقرة number 2 verse 185. The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proof of guidance and criteria. So whoever sights the new moon of the month, let him fast it, and whoever is ill or on a journey, then in equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which He has guided you. And perhaps you will be grateful.
Fresh.
Surat Baqarah, Surat La Vache, numéro 2, verset numéro 185. Ces jours sont le mois de Ramadan, au cours duquel le Coran a été descendu comme guide pour les gens, épreuve claire de la bonne direction et du discernement. Donc quiconque d'entre vous est présent ce mois, qu'il jeûne, et quiconque est malade ou en voyage, alors qu'il jeûne un nombre égal d'autres jours. Allah veut pour vous la facilité, il ne veut pas la difficulté pour vous, afin que vous en complétiez le nombre et que vous proclamiez la grandeur d'Allah pour vous avoir guidé, et afin que vous soyez reconnaissant.
Jazakum Allah khair. Shahru Ramadan, as we clear it again, this ayah came as an obligation. You are able to fast, you must fast. No choice anymore. طيب, what is the meaning of Ramadan? Why actually the people call it Ramadan and Allah send it a shahru Ramadan? What is the meaning of Ramadan? Ramadan meaning actually on Ramda, الحر الشديد. الحر الشديد mean the heat, the strong heat. Because when Allah sent the Quran, it was a very heat, hot, in air and in land. That is, we call it Ramadan. Ramadan, it mean the hot weather in air and land. That is the meaning of Ramadan. Because Allah sent the Quran, when the Quran started revealing to the Prophet, it was very hot weather and even the land. So we know the what's Ramadan. Ramadan mean now the what? The hot weather. طيب. الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. So all the ulama agreed that in come the Quran revealed in the شهر رمضان in ليلة القدر. All the ulama agreed upon. Not for certain people, certain Muslim who believe the Quran revealed in the night of middle شعبان. That's wrong. Because Allah said, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن is not in شعبان. Because people, they thought Ramadan revealed in شعبان, in the middle of شعبان. لا.
Quran.
I mean the Quran. Ramadan, exactly, the Quran revealed to the Prophet ﷺ in Ramadan. In which night? ليلة القدر. The night of decree. طيب. هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. هدى. هدى للناس, it's mean guidance. Guidance for all mankind. هدى للناس, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say for the Muslim. هدى للناس all, because Islam came, Allah never leave a chance for any disbeliever or any hypocrites to complain about the Quran. هدى للناس. Because Muhammad came, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for all mankind. It's not only for Muslim. He came, inna arsalnaka, Sheikh Hassan, inna arsalnaka, rahmatan lil alameen. Allah sent him a merciful for all mankind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every Nabi before, he came to a specific people, his own people, in certain area. But Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came for all mankind, in everywhere, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's a guidance, clear evidence in the Quran. Allah, the best book Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send it to all mankind, because it has everything in detail. Al-halal wal-haram, the forbidden and not forbidden, the lawful and not lawful, the inheritance law, the stealing law, all everything came, what is the halal in the food, what halal food we have, everything came in the detail. If you look for the book before, for the Christian and Jew, they don't have this detail. But the Quran came to give a detail for all mankind, to control all mankind, according to the faith. Because al-deen indallah, al-Islam, since Adam until the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of them, they were Muslim. Right. But we need to ask a question here today. To ask a question. الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The month which Allah sent the Quran down, sent down the Quran. طيب. The ulama open a question. The Quran came in one, in total, or piece by piece, separately? That's a question, because unzila fi al-Quran is still unknown for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran in Ramadan. We know about that. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. But the question is, the whole Quran send it down or part by part? Okay. Ibn Abbas and Tafsir al-Tabari rahimahullah and radiyallahu an Ibn Abbas wa sahabati ajma'in. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu arda, he said the Quran will send down all the Quran came from al-lawh al-mahfuz. That is the record of Allah, Allah al-Mahfuz, to the nearest heaven, the first heaven, call it Baytul Izzah. Baytul Izzah, in the first level, a place called Baytul Izzah. The Quran, Allah sent it down completely in Laylatul Qadr. In the lowest heaven, in the nearest heaven, which is number one. Then within number of years, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala send the Quran munajjaman. Munajjaman, it's mean piece by piece, separately, according to the incident. The incident that happened, exactly Allah send the Quran based to that. Battle of Badr, battle of Uhud, al-halal haramin. Everything Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala send it based to the incident that happened in the earth. Because the Quran is not a newspaper. The Quran came to speak about in al-munafiqoon. Ya Muhammad, there is people, they smile in your face and in your back. They are associated with the kuffar to actually to finish the Islamic State. Allah send it. Even Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he said, we used to fear to speak with our wife that the Quran will come down to bring our secrets. The Quran is a great book from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah, he told about what is the intention of the hypocrites, what they need to do. Exactly. The people in Badr, the people in Uhud, the halal and haram, and all of this, big detail. So it came according to actually the basis. So we list with, and this is the most famous of Ibn Abbas. You know Ibn Abbas, Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he prayed for Ibn Abbas. He prayed and he took him since he was 3 years old behind him in a mule or donkey, and he used to teach him daily. That's why he became the most famous amongst, Sheikh Hassan can tell us about the most famous in tafsir al-Quran. Why the Prophet, he make dua for him. قال اللهم فقهه في الدين وعلمه التأويل. Oh Allah, فقهه, give him the complicated understanding or complicated topic in Islam, and teach him the تأويل, the interpretation of the Quran. So he's super among the Sahaba. Of course, we have some more Sahaba. Sayyidina Zayd ibn, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Ubay ibn Ka'b, when you have number. But Ibn Abbas became the most super among them. And that's why Imam al-Tabari, he take from Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu. طيب. So we agree today that the Quran sent down in Laylat al-Qadr completely. And then how many years the Quran revealed it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after Allah sent the whole Quran to the lowest heaven? How many years Allah sent the Quran to the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Somebody, how many years? 23? 20, exactly. So remember, brother, let me clear this idea for you. After Allah, what is the first surah Allah sent it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and where he was?
It was Iqra.
The first part of the Quran revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 5 ayat from Surah Iqra. Read. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Iqra bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq. Khalaqal insana min 'alaq. Iqra wa rabbukal akramul ladhi 'allama bil qalam. علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. That is the first 5 ayat revealed to the Prophet ﷺ while he was in a cave in the month of Ramadan. And until this moment, there is no any fasting yet. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent the Quran for the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet, as all of us we know, ما أنا بقارب, I cannot read. He repeated again, اقرأ, I cannot read. You give the Prophet ﷺ his name, he's not able to read it. You give the Prophet ﷺ actually to write something, he cannot write. He doesn't know. And that is the perfect to show the miracle of the Quran. Because if he knows how he read, if he knows how he writes, people today will claim he's the one who wrote the Quran. So the Ali ibn Abi Talib, even in the Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, the agreement of the Hudaybiyah, when he sit down between him and the kuffar, and exactly they make agreement with Urwa ibn Mas'ud, the representative of Quraysh, when he came to the Prophet ﷺ and he stand, and he said, let's make an agreement. Said, Bismillah, from Urwa ibn Mas'ud, representative of Quraysh, to Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Ali ibn Abi Talib said, he is not Muhammad ibn Abdullah, he's Rasulullah, write it down. He said, no, we don't believe him is Rasulullah. So subhanallah. And then he wrote it down. Then Ali said, wallahi, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to take it Abdullah, but I will write down and say, Ya Ali, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where is Muhammad Rasulullah? Where is Abdullah here? Muhammad ibn, he doesn't know what is Muhammad ibn Abdullah. He told him, this is the Rasulullah. The Prophet himself take it, and he doesn't know that his name, that is Muhammad ibn Abdullah. He doesn't know. And that is the miracle of the Quran. People spend all their life, to understand the Quran until today. We do, you know, you exactly study bubble, like a bubble. Subhanallah. So, Quran within 20 years, not 23 years as the people, because after he received the 5 ayat of Surah Iqra, that's the beginning of revelations, the Quran stopped for 3 years. No revelation for the Quran. So let we say that exactly 20 years, within 20 years, the whole Quran send it to the Prophet ﷺ, piece by piece, munajjaman, mufarraqan, separate ayat. And this is a miracle, Sheikh. Why? Because the Quran, it doesn't come like that, what you see in the Mus'haf, by order. No, this 5 ayat came from Surah Al-Baqarah, 10 ayat from Surah Al-Imran, 10 ayat from Surah Al-Ahzab, some 5 ayat from so and so. It doesn't come like the what you have in the order in the Quran. It comes pieces, and the Prophet, they ask him, where we put this? He put it, this is Surah Al-Najm, this is Surah Al-Waqi'ah, this is Surah Al-Baqarah, this is put that in Al-Imran, put that in Surah Al-Ahzab, put that. And actually, when the Prophet ﷺ stand up, he recited the Quran by order. Where is it? What kind of computer? Give me any computer. There is no any computer that time or to search. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said what? سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى. We'll let you read and you never forget. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Could you imagine if we leave at this time with him and to hear the Quran direct from him? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Quran came to the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam within how many years? 20 years. Because the first 3 years, no Quran, the Quran stopped. Until the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shaking. What happened? I'm not qualified for the message. And the kuffar claim that he went to the mountain to exactly jump from the mountain and to kill himself. They are liar. They are liar, but he was worried. What happened? What happened? I don't receive any more ayats. That's actually my time is exactly. All the time when we sit down in the table of Ar-Rahman is very little to exactly to have it. Subhanallah. Ask Allah to complete our topic, inshallah ta'ala.
So, do you know which ayah came after the 3 years?
After that, the Iqra, the second ayat after Iqra, Surah Al-Muddathir. Ya ayyuha al-Muddathir, kum fa'anzir. Al-Muddathir, come, stand up, Ya Muhammad. You did not receive long time the Quran. Stand up, fa'anzir, warn your people. Warn Quraysh about exactly the law of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So after Surah, after Iqra, where is Iqra is? In the end of the Quran. Surah Al-Muddathir came after which is before Surah Iqra. Before Surah Iqra, Surah Al-Muddathir came. But the second surah, the Prophet ﷺ received after Iqra, Surah Al-Muddathir. Stand up, Ya Muhammad, warn your own people. And that's we continue. I don't say today. I give you a dish of salat. We have the meal. In order to look for the meal, you have to come to exactly if you need to see. You come with us to me tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, to continue the secret of Al-Quran, the wonderful of Al-Quran, inshallah. Ask Allah ta'ala to grant all of us knowledge and to make all of us among those who listen and obey. We are so happy to be a Hashik Hassan with us today. Allah wa taqabbal minna wa qabbal minna. Wa ja'alna ya Rabbi min alladhina yastami'una al-qawla wa fayattabi'una ahsana. Allah maktim lana bi qatimatin hasana. Allimna ma'alanta bi kathri min khalqin. Wa ja'alna min al-rashidin. Wa ja'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawla fa yattabi'una ahsana. Allah mardu ala qulubina rabbil alamin. Wansur ikhwanana fi Falastin. Allah mansurhum nasr al-azmi al-kadr. اللهم يا ربي انهم جوعا فاطعمهم وانهم مرضى يا ربي فاشفهم وانهم عطاشا يا ربي فاسقهم اللهم يا ربي خذ بيدهم يا رب العالمين وانتقم من عدوك يا رب العالمين اللهم انتقم من عدوهم انتقام عبد المقتدر واخر دعوانا دعوانا الحمد لله سبحانك وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك السلام عليكم